Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled, Keeping the Love Command. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
How many times have I heard people say, I can't do that. I can't go to that meeting. I can't be invited. Why? What was the bottom line? Money. Hotel bill. Airfare. Food. Meals. Got to stay and work. Pay the bills. Is God limited to that? Are we sure that that is His complete will for your life? And not be available and be constricted and be limited because you have to do this all the time because everything's so tight. Is that the will of God?
No.
Well, then let's believe to the perfect will of God.
Yes.
Let's get it changed.
Yes.
And He liberated us to where I don't even think about money when it comes to doing meetings. It is not even a factor to me. Glory to God. So what do you mean? I go to churches that have 10, 20,000. I go to churches that's got 50. I travel the same way to both of them. Stay in hotels the same way. Have cars the same way. Why? We pay for our own. Don't have to ask anybody for anything. Never tell anybody about a budget. Ever. As far as they're concerned, there is no budget. Well, how much are they going to give you? What if that church don't give you enough to pay for your fuel? I don't even think like that. I don't work for them. They don't pay my bills. Right? Well, what about the people's giving in the church? I don't work for you. And you're not the source of the church.
Amen.
I think you can see that. God's bringing money from other countries. He's bringing money from all over the world. And He will not just do that for this church. He will do that for you. For you. For you. If you can break out of the little thinking. Break out of the little narrow, constricted life. And think big. Said out loud, God can use me in bigger ways.
I'm willing
to think bigger.
I'm willing
to live a different life. You know, that's one of the great things about these aircraft. They give you such freedom, such flexibility. You know, there are several situations where there are only flights during the middle of the week or at night. And if you do it according to their schedule, I wouldn't be here for the services here. I couldn't be do both things. And something that the Lord told Brother Copeland, when he was believing for that international plane, he said, if I want to tell you to be in China tomorrow morning, I don't want you to have to ask anybody, can I go?
Amen. Thank you, Lord.
And I was talking with Kelly. You know, he and Patty down in the South Pacific. Thinking, you know, we're in a new era. We're in a new generation of freedom. The time is short. We need the tools. And we need the freedom. But the missionaries that I've read about from decades and even centuries past that were ministering in these areas like they are, I never heard of any of them having their own ship. Have you? I remember reading about people that believed God for months to get the fare, to buy a ticket, to go on somebody else, but to have your own ship. And it was unheard of a few years ago that any kind of church or ministry would have its own aircraft, much less a jet. But I'm telling you, we're the kingdom of God. Why shouldn't we have the biggest resources, the best resources, and why can't you as an individual have money? and tools and resources and houses on both coasts. Come on now. And money and ability for God to talk to you. Someone said, well, God never told me to get up and go over so and so. Well, could you do it if he did? Not today, most of you. See, you got to think that way and believe to get there. So when he tells you, you can do it.
That's right.
Come on. Well, he never talked to me about anything like that because you hadn't been open to it. You just have to start thinking that way first and expanding and open. You know, lay across the bed and dream with God. What do you mean? Just ask him. I challenge you. This afternoon, tonight, middle of the week, next week, lay across the bed and get quiet with nothing else, nobody around, and say, God, what could you use me to do? What could you do with me? What would please you? And you'll find out, if you'll lay there and listen, he's got some big ideas.
Amen.
Big.
Amen.
Big. And it involves you being free. You being able.
Yes.
You being empowered.
Yes.
You having resources and
yes.
time and ability.
Yes.
Health in your body.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
Strength to be able to do it.
Yes.
Money in your accounts to be able to do it.
Yes.
Right? Equipment and favor and open doors.
Yes.
It involves all that. And you never have to stand behind a pulpit to do it.
Amen.
Can you say amen?
Amen.
Am I still talking about love?
Yes.
I am. That's what love wants to do with you. And that's what love wants to do through you and manifest that love. I've had people do things like that with me. I've had God allow me to do things like that with other people. Somebody to show up. And you know they got stuff of their own. You know they're busy. You know they got needs of their own they're believing for. And they just show up and take care of you. And you know, shower you with blessings and with resources. Man, it feels like God himself just came and put his arms around you. Anybody know what I'm talking about? I was down Brother Happy Caldwell's place this past week. And I asked him toward the end of the week, I said, was his airplane doing good? You know, was it doing what they wanted to do? He just sat back and tears came in his eyes. He said, Brother Keith, he said, I'm just looking for somewhere to go. He said, when I get back in that plane, I sit down in there. Of course, it's paid for. And in top shape. Top shape. And he said, Brother Keith, it feels like the Lord just puts his arms around me. Every time I sit down in that chair, he tells me he loves me. Well, that's got to be good for his ministry and his, and his church. And and you and I got to be a part of that. Well, we can do things like that over and over and over and over and over, right? And bigger and greater and more and further. Because now think about this. Somebody said, well, you know, why is it all that important for that preacher to be able to enjoy that? If he is full of that, what do you think is going to come out of him and through him to the people? All right, you take another fella who feels like he's given up everything for Jesus and life is hard and he don't know why the Lord won't help him and he's struggling and he's walking to his meetings and he can't pay his bills. Well, when he gets up to preach, that's what he's full of. What do you think is going to come out of him? He may try to hide it a little bit, but it's going to come out of the abundance of your heart. If life is bitter to you and you wonder why God won't help you, that's what you're going to preach and teach, whether you mean to or not. Oh, can you see this? We're still talking about love. God's ministering his love to you. You're going to be full of love. And when you open your mouth, love's going to come out of you. And when you minister to people and they get full of love, what are they going to go out of the church house and do at their job and at their home? They're going to be full of love.
Yes.
And it's going to come out of them.
Yes.
And the world's a better place.
Yes. Thank you.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Somebody say glory to God.
Glory to God.
And that was not in my notes. But that's all right, isn't it? That's all right. Can you take some more, or you want to just come back next week and we'll... How much more you want today? I think you can take a little more. I can at least introduce this. We've been talking about the love of God, and our text describes that you are taught of God to love one another in this brotherly love he's talking about. Everybody say, taught of God.
Taught of God.
Now say it like this.
I am
taught of God,
to keep the command.
You know what command I'm talking about. The one we read in John 13. The love commandment. He didn't just give it to us and say, do it. He personally teaches us. God himself personally is teaching us. And you and I are hooking our faith up with this during this time in the church. We are believing God as a church family. That God is teaching us. And we are learning how to apply and keep the love command, how to love one another as he has loved us. Now, if you weren't with us, tapes and CDs, that kind of thing are available. You can download it free online. But we've already gone through a couple of things. And number one, we said how to love each other. Love does what? Anybody has any notes? Love prefers. Prefers. The Bible said that we are to esteem one another better than ourselves. Now, that didn't mean that you really believe you're better than me, I'm less than you. He didn't say to do that. What did he say? Esteem. And then you look at the other scriptures, treat. Treat people like they're better than you. Not as good as you, like they're better than you. Can you do that?
Yes.
Without feeling inferior. Yes, you can. Jesus, perfect example of it. He knelt down and laid aside his outer garments and took on the garb of a slave and washed his disciples' feet like a slave would do. Is it because he believes he is inferior to them? No, he does not. But is he treating them as though they were better than him? He is. And he said, if I did this, you ought to do it.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching entitled, Love Covers, you may write to More Life Ministries, Post Office Box 1010, Branson, Missouri 65615. Or you may call our offices at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. The offer number is R1106C. That's R1106C, and the message will be sent to you postage paid. For more information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings, please visit our website at morelifenow.org. Also, if you are visiting in our area, we invite you to attend service with us at Faith Life Church in beautiful Branson, Missouri. Service times are Friday evenings at 7:30 and Sunday mornings at 10 o'clock. Thank you for joining us today. And be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.
Thanks be to God.